Right, that's limelight. What exactly was it?
Well, it was the burning of calcium oxide in a very intense flame.
And when did the job of limelighter begin?
Well, famously, the first recorded instance in many ways was a production of pantomime by the famous actor-manager William MacCready in the Theatre Royal in Drury Lane in 1827.
How was the process of lighting by lime discovered?
Well, it was a chap called Galsworthy Gurney who was an inventor, and he invented a blowtorch, which became the Gurney torch, which used hydrogen and oxygen for a flame. And I suppose he was messing around with this thing, wondering what to do with it, and he found that when he played the flame on a lump of lime, it gave this intense white light.
You're going to show us what that light's like?
Yes, indeed.
Can we get this customer?
Sir, yes.
So did the whole process of lime lighting develop?
It did indeed, yes. It started with just flooding the stage with this new light source, which was 40 times brighter than the gas equivalent. And then they decided, or they found a way of controlling it by putting a lens in front of it, and then became a much more precise instrument, a bit like today's follow spots.
Where did the limelighters stand?
The limelighters operated from the wings up to the side of the theatre.
Right, you ready? This is gaslight, and this is limelight. Just a week or two ago, me poor old Uncle Bill. Ooh. Neil, you've never seen limelight before, have you?
I haven't. That was quite amazing.
I don't think you're going to be disappointed now.
Okay.
Why was limelighting such a bad job?
Well, because you were using hydrogen, which is really very flammable, and oxygen. And in fact, to get the hottest flame, you needed two volumes of hydrogen and one volume of oxygen.
So where's the lime?
The lime is here, this little thing here. And the lineman's job was to keep the lime in the hottest part of the flame.
Just by adjusting those levers?
Just by adjusting the levers. And the lineman has to keep the ratio of the two gases in that 2-to-1 ratio all the time. Now, we had the separate gases in the cylinders. They, of course, had them in gas bags. But can you imagine mixing the hydrogen and the oxygen? That was really asking for trouble. That was really an explosive bag of gas.
And, of course, you'd see an hour or so before curtain up in the West End, coming down the Strand, men with bags of hydrogen and oxygen on their shoulders. And if you were to bump into them with your cigar or your pipe, you'd certainly know about it, I think.
Did this stuff ever get out of control?
It did. I mean, the Theatre Royal in Edinburgh burnt down in 1875, and although we don't think the lime started it, it certainly helped it on its way, because it had gas chambers underneath the building.
Nevertheless, these limelighters were putting their lives at risk for showbiz. So now, ladies and gentlemen, for your delectation and delight, we three will demonstrate for you the trials and tribulations of the humble limelighter. Gentlemen, please. Impressive. Hydrogen burns, but the reaction creates less energy. But add oxygen in the ratio of 2-to-1 and observe.